This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, it does not matter who the host is. What normally does matter is who the listeners are. I hope you figured this out by now because I feel like I've said this 942 times at least. Yeah, should be. So there you go. Anyways, how are you? I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods as we are hanging out on this lovely Whip 'em Out Wednesday. That is the stuff that happens on a Wednesday as we are going through everything. Anyways, we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM. And then we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big. 24/7 at
RadioBig.fm. Oh, yes, hanging out with our friends at Radio Big. You know, there are a streaming platform that you can hear all across the multiverse. There is no doubt there. As I say that, RadioBig.fm will get you onto the station. The Radio Big app is available, Live 365, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, the Alexa skills. Man, you talk about it. It is there, readily available to move forward with you, depending on what you're wanting to take a look at. So live, you know, is what is going on. The Live 365 there. And then on the Safety FM side of the house, well, Safety FM is available on all those platforms as well and also has its own designated app. But all you have to do is go to safetyfm.com to get that moving and grooving. Anyways, a lot of interaction yesterday in between, well, I guess two things that were going on. Of course, number one, the whole thing with boundaries seemed to be pretty exciting. Also, the other portion was not really an interview. I guess it was a presentation coming out of the Global Safety Innovation Summit that people were taking a listen to that happened yesterday. So there you go. Lot of stuff going on inside of this fabulous world-o of ours. So there you go. Lot of things, lot of time, and all that. So if you're new here, let me explain what goes on. We are a show that talks about safety in the news and safety. No doubt about that. So there you go. If you have any questions about it, here's what happens. We'll have a broadcaster or two pop in, talk about what's going on, and they'll give you what's happening. I'll give you the news stories that I'm given. We'll share them together. We'll go over the information. Then we'll talk about some safety stuff, depending on how the news stories go, and then we'll get that moving and grooving for you. That's what it boils down to. That is the show itself in a package, you know, a lovely heart package. So there you go. Some stuff going on right there. Then if you want to see the video side of it, well, we have some video components inside of the social media platforms. So that's available for you. But that's entirely up to you if you want to see that. We've been doing some meme stuff. Some people like that, or some video short clips. So some people seem to like that. I don't know how I just did a thumbs up there, but that happened. So some people have liked those components. We've been inserting them here or there. We were trying to do them quite often, and I was like, that just seems annoying to me. But that's what we have going on. So a lot of stuff, little time, and all of those things there. You would get to interact with the show if you would like to. Callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. We'll get everything moving and grooving for you. So call in radio. So options to move forward if you're so inclined to do so. Anyways, with everything being said, let's go ahead and bring in some professional broadcasters that are going to tell you about what's going on with the news, because that's what they do. And then if you go to the call in radio side while that's occurring, video messaging, audio messaging, and text messaging are all options there for you that will get everything moving and grooving. So just some stuff. That way everything gets moving. So with that being said, why don't we give you some feature stories? Because, you know, that's what you're going to want to know, what's going on. Or should we talk about the trends first? Let's talk about the trends first, because I think that's going to be an important component. That way you know what's coming up, what we're going to talk about, what we're going to do. So let's do that right now.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so a bit of justice for victims of last year's chemical spill in Ohio and troubling stance for entrepreneurs. We'll talk about that as we get into the hit list. Also, Jelly Roll got bad vibes from Sean Combs, and Calvin Harris' wife is a secret Swiftie. Oh, that has to be interesting. Yeah, that has to be really interesting. You are aware that Calvin Harris did date Taylor Swift, so that has to be kind of an odd one. Also, Sunny Huston tries to convince her co-star to blame everything on climate change. That happened too. And a new favorite royal emerges. We'll talk about all that here in just one tiny bit. Anyways, with that being said, let's get into the news right now, because it is time to do so.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
Story news in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. US President Joe Biden says Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is making a mistake with his approach in Gaza. President Biden's calling for a ceasefire and for Israel to allow more access for food and medicine. He's made the comments in an interview with Univision Film days after several aid workers were killed in Gaza last week.
What I will tell you is I think what he's doing is a mistake. I don't agree with his approach. I think it's outrageous that those three vehicles were hit by drones and taken out on a highway where it wasn't like it was along the shore. It wasn't like there was a convoy moving here, et cetera. So what I'm calling for is for the Israelis to call for a ceasefire, allow for the next 6-8 weeks total access to all food and medicine going into the country.
South Koreans are heading to the polls to elect a new parliament. Experts say the election is a litmus test for the leadership of President Yoon Suk-yeol. Chris Gilbert reports.
There's a lot at stake for both of the main parties, particularly for the ruling minority party, the PPP, that of course is the party of the President Yoon Suk-yeol, but does not have control of South Korea's parliament. At the moment, they are a minority. And if they are to continue that way, that makes Yoon Suk-yeol effectively a lame duck president. Now, for the current opposition party, which currently has control of the parliament, the Democratic Party, there's a lot of potential in this opportunity. They currently have about 181 of the 300 seats in South Korea's parliament. Now, if they are to extend that to 200, that gives the coalition the power to veto executive decisions by Yoon Suk-yeol. It also gives them the power to impeach the president.
Over 100,000 people have been evacuated in Russia and Kazakhstan after melting snow burst rivers. Officials say water levels in areas of the Ural Mountains, Siberia and Kazakhstan are at their highest ever. The US is considering easing advisories against its citizens traveling to China in a sign that relations have stabilized further. But American Deputy Secretary of State Kurt Campbell's warning that Chinese support for Russia's war in Ukraine puts that at risk. Laura Westbrook reports.
Kurt Campbell acknowledged concerns that U.S. warnings had impacted exchanges between Americans and Chinese people. He said communication channels between Washington and Beijing had largely normalized in recent months, following a meeting between the two countries' leaders last year. And easing travel advisories was an issue under active consideration. The State Department has warned Americans traveling to China should exercise caution due to risks of exit bans and wrongful detention.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking in more detail today at the state of cross-channel relations between the UK and France. On Monday, the two countries swapped troops for ceremonies celebrating 120 years of the Entente Cordiale between Paris and London. British troops participated in the changing of the guard at the Élysée Palace. Their French colleagues were on hand at Buckingham Palace. It all suggested a new comity in the bilateral relationship, according to Benedict Paviot, London correspondent. Correspondent for state-funded TV channel France 24.
I think it's much more than friendly. Of course, there's been the Windsor Agreement with the EU, and it is clear that Rishi Sunak and President Macron have found a lot of things in common. And indeed, that is the messages from both leaders today. Very much, yes, this friendship is rooted in history. But as President Macron said, France and the UK have succeeded in building a strong bilateral relationship. Yes, founded on the same democratic ideals, also a mutual commitment to multilateralism, and what the French president called a shared vision of our responsibilities and strategic interests. So despite the difficulties under Boris Johnson, there was still huge military defence intelligence cooperation. But that somehow doesn't seem to hit the headlines.
The Entente Cordiale, agreed 120 years ago, aimed to end acrimony between the two countries and provide an avenue for the peaceful resolution of disputes. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, US President Joe Biden says Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is making a mistake with his approach in Gaza. South Koreans are heading to the polls to elect a new parliament. Over 100,000 people have been evacuated in Russia and Kazakhstan after melting snow burst rivers, and the US is considering easing advisories against its citizens travelling to China in a sign relations have stabilised further. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
He's a man. It's awesome, funny, random. Doesn't make any sense, but it's good.
Jay Allen in the morning on Radio
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's L-A-D-D-E-R life.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Listen.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short form micro learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
Okay, there you go. Exactly 16 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Wednesday. Yes. You know, whip them out Wednesday is always a good time in regards of everything that's going on. So let's start talking right away about what the hell is going on inside of the list of Shiznit. Yes, it's the Shiznit list. Yeah, was that the PG version? That sounds like the PG version. So there you go, some stuff going on. So let's get into this. A year after the derailed freight train that exploded and spewed untold quantities of toxic gas into East Palestine, Ohio, the freight company has finalized the settlement with the city. Are you ready for this? Norfolk Southern will give $600 million to pay out claims for a class action suits filed with those living within 20 miles of the explosion. Those within 10 miles will be able to receive a payout on personal injury claims, and a judge will still have to approve the deal. Norfolk Southern could not admit liability or wrongdoing as part of the payout. So, would not recognize that they did anything wrong. So, let's ask this because I want to have a better understanding here. It is how do they name it? A class action lawsuit being paid out as portion of things that went wrong, but they're paying $600 million, meaning the Norfolk Southern, for something that they didn't do wrong. Now, think about that for a moment. Can you tell me about a time that you have paid for something where you had no wrongdoing as a part of a settlement? I'm just asking the question because I want to have a better understanding. That's it. So right, wrong, indifferent. I mean, I don't know. Or do you always look at it and go, no, I mean, it's 100% copacetic. So definitely makes sense on why they would pay it out. No, like, seriously, I'm just trying to get it.
You are listening to a radio god. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a radio god. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so there you go. There's that. Let's continue talking real quick about some other stuff. Oh, by the way, that is via Nick Sorter. That information right there that I was just sharing with you. Also, in some other news, Paris Olympics organizers announced on Tuesday that the event's iconic logo will be affixed to the Eiffel Tower. For the duration of the games, the logo will appear on the tower's south side overlooking Seine River. where competitors will ride in boats as part of the opening ceremonies on July the 26th. Additional winners details will be embedded with small metal chunks from the Eiffel Tower. Hold on. The medals will be embedded with small metal chunks from the Eiffel Tower. Explain that one to me. So is somebody going over there and kind of like banging some of that stuff out from the Eiffel Tower and saying, hey, this is the gig? Because I definitely want to understand that better, because that got weird quick. This is according to ABC News, by the way. Also, all 56 people on board in a bus en route from New Orleans to Mississippi survived after a tire blowout triggered a terrifying series of events. Take a listen to this. I'm going to go slow here. Around 3 p.m. on Friday, a sudden blowout caused the bus to veer off the course. Passengers said that the driver was using all her strength to keep the bus on the road. Eventually, the wheel on one side lifted into the air, and when it crashed back down, the windshield shattered and the driver was thrown out onto the road. The bus kept on for another about half a mile or so, while one passenger was getting behind the wheel and successfully stopping the bus. Those on board, 11 were hospitalized, and the incident remains under investigation. This is according to CNN. This happened on Friday. Now, a couple different things. Of course, the bus line is not referenced on who it is. Also, some other information here is that it happened about 3 p.m. on Friday, and you know, there's not a lot of circumstances, at least information-wise, on how it all went down. Like, what caused the tire blowout? And you know that this is going to be 10,000 questions coming about this thing. Because here's the thing. If you're not familiar with the transportation industry, the way that things are supposed to, quote-unquote, work, is that there is supposed to be a visual inspection that happens every time a vehicle operator gets behind the wheel. And that be it the first time, or when they do a bus change or anything along those lines, there's supposed to be some inspection levels, because that way there's some accountability, we'll say, quote unquote. Now, listen, if you have a tire blowout, you don't know that damn thing's going to blow out before it actually happens. So I don't want there to be any kind of weird talk here about what I'm saying. I'm just saying that people are going to look at these inspections. This will be part of this investigation, just kind of how it goes. So just information-wise, just so you have it. So we'll see what ends up taking place from that particular portion on. Also, in some other news, the National Federation of Independent Business Owners reported this week a 12-year low in optimism for the future among small business owners. A small business optimism index, which measures entrepreneurial outlook, dropped by 88.5, down nearly a whole point in a single month. Inflation is the biggest source of worries, driving up costs, materials, and payroll expenses. 7% of respondents say that they've increased prices in the last month. Another 38% say that they've had to pay more to keep workers. This is according to CNBC. So I want you to think about this real quick, because price of everything has went up. I mean, that is no that's no nooks and cranny there in regards of what I'm talking about. But as you look at this and you go, okay, prices are up everywhere. And if you say, I am going to be an independent business owner, quote unquote, other words, entrepreneur, you know, small business, whatever, you're going to have a hard time at the moment, because you know that unless you saved a shitload of money, that first year, most of the times it's the first 2 years. I didn't want to believe that when we first started this thing. It's going to be a little rough. It's going to, you know, you're going to have some money saved up to be able to work forward and see how this whole thing's going to work. And I look at it and I go, well, it's kind of interesting. Because as we look into this and we go through it, you're going to have belief. And there's a big level of belief, because when you take that leap forward with this thing of everything is going to work out as you move. And if everything's super expensive right now, how are you going to be able to do that? Now, I'll tell you, as you look at some of the price points, you have to factor in what is going to be fixed costs opposed to reoccurring costs and all that kind of stuff. And depending on the business matter, man, things can get weird and things can get weird quick. And I know that people go out there and go, oh, well, I try to do this, that, and the other to make sure that the business can be successful. But not everybody can pull that off. Like, think about this real quick. A few days ago, there was a news story being ran about Five Guys, you know, the burger joint. And they were talking about on this news story that the single patty burger now at, the Little, that it runs at Five Guys is on average about $12. Not a combo, not anything else. So think about that. If that's what you're selling an item for, and this is a chain place, what does the small guy, not the burger reference, what does the new independent person who is starting their own burger place have to sell that same sandwich for? I'm just trying to figure these things out. Hey, I mean, to each their own. I'm just saying.
Rated R Safety Show. Sarcastic? Never.
Okay, so take a listen to this. Amanda Knox faces another trial for slander today in Italy, which could remove the final legal strain against her 8 years after her conviction for murder of her roommate Meredith Karcher was tossed out. Knox, now 36, was convicted of slander for wrongfully accusing the bar owner for the murder. The conviction was thrown out last year after a European Court human rights ruling found that Knox's right had been violated in a long night of questions without a lawyer and official translator. In the new, how do you get questioned by a no official translator? I mean, that's going to be an interesting one. In a new trial, only one piece of evidence will be admitted: Knox's 4-page handwritten statement. Two statements that were typed by police that Knox signed when she was detained in November of 2007, containing the accusations, were ruled inadmissible. Hopefully that a not guilty verdict will clear her name and take away the stigma. Knox says that she isn't sure if it will be enough to persuade her detractors. Also, she says that she will be take the stand at some point during the trial. Here's the backstory, just in case if you don't remember this. Knox and her then boyfriend were convicted of the murder of Karcher back in 2007. They were acquitted on charges in 2015. A man by the name of Rudy Guad was later found guilty of the murder and served 13 years of his 16-year sentence. So think about this. 2007. We're in 2014. We're in 2024. Hello. We're in 2024. And you're still interacting with this. Think about that. How much has your life changed? And all of a sudden, what kind of a clusterfuck did that night, did that end up being? Because think about it. I can barely remember stuff that happened yesterday. And I'm supposed to remember on a specific night, everything that occurred, high trauma, high stress, high everything of, hey, this was what life was about at that particular moment. Oh, yeah. And by the way, you're being potentially charged with murder and not understanding what somebody's telling you. Yeah, that sounds like a wicked night to me. No doubt about that. Anyways, take a listen to this. Let's talk about by the numbers. The Dow lost about 9 points to close at 38,883 on Tuesday. The S&P added about 7 points to close at 5,209. And the NASDAQ gained about 52 points to close at 16,306. West Texas Intermediate closed at $85 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $89 a barrel, so $85 and $89. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.60 on Tuesday. And Bitcoin, yeah, Bitcoin, recently volatility continued on Tuesday. It was down about 3.4% and trading around $69,000. Listen, if you remember less than a year ago, it was at 22.5. 69,000 does not sound like a bad day. I'm just throwing that out there. And there was more than 3,535 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Tuesday, and more than 140 such cancellations. Tonight's Powerball drawing will be for $31 million jackpot, or a $14.5 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, I think it would be the time to do so. No doubt about that. If you really give it some consideration. Yeah, I mean, you have to give it some consideration.
Duh.
So there you go. Some stuff right there. Also, at the top of the hour, we talked a little bit about Jelly Roll. So let's talk about this. Jelly Roll got bad vibes ahead of meeting Sean Combs. So he bailed. So it was said. Details of the incident of canceled by he was on a podcast that's called Canceled by Tana Mongeau podcast. Jelly Roll says that he was walking down the hallway to meet the infamous rapper when something in his gut told him to turn around. On his way out, JR says that he tried to make a joke asking, why don't you want to meet the guy that got Tupac killed? Question mark. No one apparently thought that it was humorous, though. A month after the failed meeting, Combs was accused of his ex, Cassie, of rape and human trafficking, which ignited a firestorm that he is currently facing. This is according to TMZ. So, I mean, what an interesting time as we talk about some of this stuff. No doubt about that. Let's talk about some other things. Cindy Crawford is launching her own brand of tequila, Casamigos. Will be a compliment to her husband's Randy Gerber's Casamigos brand. The booze featured 100% blue Weber agave tequila that naturally flavored with jalapenos. On the label will be Crawford's lips and signature beauty mark. No word yet on when it hits the shelf. Casamigos was founded by Gerber, George Clooney, and Mike Meldon back in 2013. This is according to Page Six. I almost kind of think about this and go, how many people have their own tequila out there? I'm just saying. Now, I will tell you, the Cabo Wabo tequila, and I just went brand specific on there. Cabo Wabo Añejo, probably about some of the best stuff that I've had. But recently I had one that, this one was straight out of Mexico. Can't get it anywhere else. Had to go to a little place in Mexico to get it. And I have to say, it was about as smooth as a whiskey. Probably one of the better tequilas that I have, but I love, if you have to go brand recognition, Cabo Wabo is a great one. And there's this little joint that I go to up in Jacksonville that they have one that's a pretty interesting one. It sits in they make it, they sit it for about 11 months. And then on the last month, month 11 going into 12 to make it the year mark, they put it inside of a barrel that used to belong to Jack Daniel's barrel. So they said it there before they transferred over. I don't know. Something about tequila. I know. Things just got weird on this show. That's for sure. Anyways, take a listen to this real quick. Calvin Harris' wife, Vicky Hope, is a Swiftie. Well, that seems like no big deal. It is not. It is for the couple as Harris dated Taylor Swift back in 2015. As soon as my husband goes away, I listen to Taylor Swift, just a couple of songs, get it out of my system, and then it's done. She said in a recent episode of her podcast, Going Home with Vic, Katie and Jamie, this was via Cosmo. So I don't know. That's kind of a weird one. Oh, yeah. By the way, when you're not around, I take a listen to the music that your ex put out. Yeah, that seems like that can get kind of strange. I'm just throwing that out there. You know, you do you. I mean, you do whatever you need. Anyways, it is 32 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's go ahead and get into this right now.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, Rated R Safety Show. In regards of what we are doing, a lot of stuff happening inside of the world as we get to hang out with you on this lovely Wednesday. It's such a great time when we get to do stuff. Now, I'm going to tell you this because I think it's interesting. And I think it's interesting because sometimes people won't talk about the weird, the strange, and the stuff that should not be the greatest things. But you are aware that not all plans are great plans. No, I mean, oh yeah, that's me typing on the microphone. Sorry if I just blew out your ears there. Yes, not all plans are great plans. And the reason that I say the following information is because of this. When you go through some of the process of the things that you want to do, on paper, sometimes they're great ideas. Sometimes when you read, you roll out a whole plan, a process or procedure, this could be some of the best stuff that you think that's going to happen. and you look at it and you go, this is the way that I'm going to move forward inside of this world by doing X, Y, and Z. And then you come to find out that maybe X, Y, and Z was not as great as you originally intended. So what happens? You can either cancel the plans, you can reassess the plans, wow, or you can look at it and go, huh, maybe we go back to square one. And here's what most, including myself, have a hard time with, is going back to that square one. It's like, but I had this idea, it was such a great thing. And I look at it and I chuckle at times, because some of the ideas that we all have, we want them to be great. We want them to be the ones that are going to set, quote unquote, the world on fire in a good way. And it's not always the case. Now, and the reason that I bring this up is because I want you to think about this tie-in, and you've probably heard this terminology before, and I want to reference it one more time. As my good old compadres and comadres talk about, if you ever hung out with Todd Conklin, Andrea Baker, and Bob Edwards, they talk about quite a bit the black line, blue line. And if you've ever been to one of their presentations, their slides talk about this, where the black line is exactly as the work is written out, as it's planned that it's going to be done. And then the blue line kind of ebbs and flows as work is actually done. I mean, it kind of moves up and it moves down and all around, because, you know, the great thing is the people that do the work or have the plan, not have the plan, but actually are working on the plan on how it should be done. The thing moves. It doesn't work in a perfect A to B line track. But when you listen to them talk about this, about that ebbing and flowing, peaks and valleys, you come to the realization that not all plans are perfect. And for years, I used to sit back and say, well, if you talk to the worker, if you talk to the people doing the stuff, maybe it's better. And that could be the case. But regardless, it's still never going to be a perfect plan. And that's where, I guess, the hard pill to swallow comes about. So as you look at this today and talk about it and look into this, what are ideas that even though you got far down the path, you knew were a bad idea when it was all said and done? What were the ideas that when you looked at them, you said, man, yeah, we definitely went wrong there in regards to what we were doing? I'm just asking the question because it becomes a very difficult one as we do move forward. So if you have a moment today and you're being truthful with yourself, not that I'm saying that you're not truthful with yourself, but if you're being truthful with yourself, what are the moments in time that you know that the idea and the plan went off the rails? And if you looked at it and you had to put it into some kind of a model, you realize that the black line and the blue line were the things that were going to be super important to it. The black line was the plan. The blue line went all over the place. And maybe at the end of the day, wasn't a great idea. Maybe that is something to think about as we hang out today.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
We are radio. We are sarcasm. We are both combined. Radio Big.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN, that's safetyfm.com/VPN, to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
We are now video streaming the Rated R Safety Show.
I don't know why our host has a face for radio.
Rated R Safety Show.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training. And I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
In order to save the planet from cow farts, why doesn't someone just invent really large Gas X pills?
John, what's that awful stench?
Radio.
There you go. 44 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Whip 'Em Out Wednesday. Yeah. Rated R Safety Show. This right here, some shock face. Song, The Distance. Available Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music. Oh, yes, I did do the 2 logo. So there you go. Some stuff going on. So we would like to thank Shockface for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. You know, I always like to give you some new music as we are going through. That is for sure. Some stuff always happening. So there you go. Anyway, so there it is. We are back doing our thing. Thanks again to Shockface for allowing us to play this. Always a good time playing some new music as we go through the thing. Through the thing or anger, no doubt there. Yeah, you know, we get kind of interesting where we can break down the stems here. That's how they share music around here. No, that's not a stem, just in case. Because I said that, then I was like, that sounds like a stem. Hold on. Okay. So there you go. Some stuff going on right there. Okay, let's get back into it. Let's get back into what the show has to offer, because I definitely have nothing to offer. That is for sure. Anyways, with that being said, let's talk about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at Tarright Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And Tarright Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. To find out more information, all you have to do is do the following. Go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. That's To Write Love on Her Arms. Once you get there, you're going to come to the realization of a few things. Number one, they have a whole bunch of resources. You're going to realize that things can get better. Healing is possible. That's going to be some prominent things to know. You're going to realize that they're going to have some information there about addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, and grief support resources. Just information that is readily available for you. Also, you'll notice that they have scholarships for treatments and recovery. They also have programs that you're able to suggest. Also, some international resources if you're not here in the local community. And when I say local community, I'm talking about the U.S., and then you'll realize as well some other things. Yeah, apparently I'm getting text message during the show. It's a good time. It's a good time that my thing's blasting. Sorry about that. So just some stuff to think about. So once you realize this, come to the realization as well that there's some text lines that are available if you need immediate help. There's TWLOHA to 741741. That's the crisis text line. If you need, that's for the U.S. and Canada. If you need it for the U.K., it's shout at 85258. If you need the crisis text line for Ireland, it's home at 50808. The national suicide call or text line is 988. Trans Lifetime, 877-565-8860. And the Trevor Project, 866-488-7386. That's just to name a few. But these are the resources that are readily available to you at your fingertips. All you have to do is just go in there and go to Tarright Love on Her Arms, far right-hand side, and go onto the section that says self-care. Well, it says self-care, and it says find help. There's a self-care, and there's a find help. Do the find help one just for some items there for you, okay? So there you go. Tarright Love on Her Arms, TWLOHA.com. So let's continue talking real quick. So some people have been asking, I guess I need to talk some more about this because I haven't talked enough about it. But here we go. The Conklin Conference, number 3, CC3 is what we'll call it. Conklin Conference 3 coming up in Santa Fe, New Mexico, September the 10th through the 12th. September the 10th through the 12th, Conklin Conference. If you're interested in learning from Bob... Let's see. We're going to say Bob Edwards, Mark Yeston, Jen Long, Todd Conklin, and I will be there, yours truly here. You can come out, hang out with us. in Santa Fe, New Mexico, September the 10th through the 12th. Yeah, we will be hanging out, doing our thing. All you have to do to find out more information is go to safetyfm.io. That's safetyfm.io to go to the Conklin Conference and find out what's going on right there. And, I mean, if you've taken a listen to Todd's latest podcast, he's talking about, you know, if you want to come and hang out in Santa Fe, that he'll ride a bike with you. So, I mean, depending on how many people are there, that's going to be an interesting one, just to say the least. So Conklin Conference going on September the 10th through the 12th. Santa Fe. So just for information purposes, we'll get that rolling and bowling for you. So there you go. Anyways, with that being said, let's get into some other stuff because we have all kinds of information still to cover with you because that is what we do around here. Cover a little bit of everything because it is important to talk a little bit about everything. Also, so let's get into it. Are you someone who feels music inside of you? Well, it turns out that some songs really can strike a chord in our bodies. Japanese researchers decided to investigate the ways in which musical notes can elicit specific bodily sensations and emotions. They asked 527 volunteers to map where they felt music while listening to 8 tunes. Each song had a mix of chord progressions with varying degrees of uncertainty and surprise. Participants were also asked about how the music made them feel emotionally, and here's what the researchers found. Songs that were more surprising were felt in the heart, while predictability of the music was felt in the stomach. Sensations in the heart were strongly linked to musical appreciation and feeling of pleasure, which led to the decline of the feelings of awkwardness and anxiety. Sensations in the stomach brought on by a predictable chord progression brought on the feelings of calm, satisfaction, and nostalgia. The head of the study said that the researcher shows that the music is not just something we can listen to with our ears, but an experience felt through the entire body, particularly in the brain, heart, and abdomen. He hopes that research can lead to music for stress relief and enhancing mental health. Please note that when it comes to Nicki Minaj, you can skip that part about listening with your brain. Who says that stuff? Anyways, of course, AC/DC long ago perfected the art of music and feels like good swift kick in the, well, you know what, I don't think I need to say it, but there's some stuff to think about, so. Thinking about things and talking about things, maybe we should do this. Let's bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about what the hell is going on with the Motivation Minute.
Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Dan. John D. Rockefeller said, "Don't be afraid to give up the good to go for the great." What a great quote. Now, I don't know too much about John D. Rockefeller other than the fact that I know he was super rich, but I can honestly say I'm not even 100% sure I know why he was rich and successful. But you know what? This mindset was probably one of the reasons he was willing to give up the good to go after the great. I know many people who are content with the good. They've reached a comfort level that allows them to be happy, so they're not willing to risk that good to try for the great. I'm a fan of taking calculated risks. Don't bet the farm, but be willing to bet a cow or a chicken or two.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush.
Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Another pitfall of our society. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, pitfalling and spitballing, because that is what we do around here. No doubt about that, because we talk a little bit about everything. So that's the spitballs for you. So with that being said, let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. As I take a look at 2019 in particular, a multinational scientific effort reveals the first ever photo of a black hole. The image was captured by the Event Horizon Telescope collaboration that was taken in 2017. It is a 6.5 billion times the mass of Earth and 55 million light years away. So So there you go. That happened back in 2019. So there you go. Anyways, and some other stuff. Let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Ian Nelson turns 29. Sophia Carson, 31. Daisy Ridley, 32. Maren Morris, 34. Alex Pettifer turns 34 as well. Hallie Joel Osment turns 36. Shay Mitchell turns 37. Mandy Moore turns 40 today. Really? Really? Wow. Rapunzel, 40. Jamie Chung turns 41. Let's see. Charlie Hunnan turns 44. David Harbour, 49. Robert Carlos, 51. Babyface, 65. Does he still have a baby face at 65? Maybe that's the better question. Steven Seagal turned 72 today, and Belle Blount turned 76. You know, Steven Seagal, the Aikido master. Yeah, we can talk about that. I'll tell you the obsession that I had with Aikido when I was younger, but that's a whole other story. Maybe that's for a different show. We'll leave that at another time. So there you go. What else do we have? Let's talk about, did you know, in 1978, at the age of 22, and in his first year of teaching, science teacher Pat Mottery gave his ninth grade students a list of solar eclipses and told them that to circle the one in 2024, expected to pass over their hometown near Rochester, New York. He promised they'd watch it together as he did for students for the next 16 years. Monday, about 100 of his former students reunited on the lawn to complete their 46-year-old hometown assignment. Yep, there you go. 1978. Told you that they're going to do it together. That's warming for the heart. There is no doubt about that. Anyways, let's talk about some other stuff. If you need a random joke for today, try this. I'm sorry and I apologize mean the same thing, except at a funeral. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What artist would be your dream music festival headliner? Any artist from any era. Not era, just in case. If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. In a survey, passing gas was found to be the most embarrassing thing people can have accidentally done in public. What was second? Having something in their nose. Hold on. Having something in their nose. That can get interesting. So when you say passing gas, I mean, there's kind of a two variations on how you can go. It can either go up or down. I think that people kind of have no issue burping in public. And, you know, the other way, well, I don't really know if that's something you'd want to discuss in public if you had the opportunity to or not to. Anyway, so that's going to sum up our time together at the top of the hour. I will be going over to RadioBig.fm for the next couple of hours or so. If you want to come and hang out with me as we talk about the world of music and all that fun stuff. If you hang out on Safety FM, you'll get to hang out with Sheldon Primus, who has an event coming up on July the 13th, by the way. Just want to throw that out there. We'll start talking about that here tomorrow, just so you can hear some of the information that what he has going on about teaching people on how to become a safety consultant. That'll be a virtual class that'll be coming up just for information purposes. So with that being said, top of the hour, RadioBig.fm, music and entertainment. If you stay here, Safety Consulting World, How to Become One by Sheldon Primus on Safety FM. Outside of that, that's what all I got for you. Thanks for hanging out with me on this lovely Whip 'em Out Wednesday. Thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. That is for sure. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with the following. When you're good at making excuses, it's hard to excel at anything. Wonder how many people felt that I wrote that one on purpose today. I really didn't. If you felt burned, that was not an intentional one. Kind of the luck of the draw for today. So there you go. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.